This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Get ready for the holiday weekend. A lot of people, like 45 million people, will be on the highways starting as early as this afternoon. And that's driving 50 miles or more. 3.6 million people will travel by air. And a lot of people around here will want to barbecue. And we have a pit master. She is one of the country's leading pit masters. Please welcome Erica Blair Roby. Erica, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. What's a pit master for people like pit master? I mean, we are in Pittsburgh, and I know what master is. What's a pit master?
That is somebody that knows how to manage their pit when it comes to barbecue.
Ah, brisket purists. And I prepared a special song for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready for it.
Propane. Now, wait, you got to wait for it now, Erica. Here we go. However, as a purist pit master, do you use propane, or is it all natural? Is it wood? Is it charcoal? What do you recommend as a purist?
Yeah, for me, so, you know, I'm definitely old school. I love making either my own lump charcoal when I have the time from wood, or using lump charcoal, or going for the pellet grill when, you know, it's the work week and I have a long cook, but I also have to go to work.
Yeah, you got that too. So how did you become famous?
You know, I think it was an accident. I was on maternity leave. I had a brand new baby. I couldn't leave the house. And I was walking around in circles. And then finally one day I was like, you know what? I want to sit outside. I saw our rusty barbecue grill that nobody touched, and I decided it was going to be my project, and I didn't think it was going to go any farther from there. And the next thing you know, just the universe opened up through barbecue, just from that one decision to learn how to use a grill.
Yeah, 5 years ago, you became a contestant on the Food Network's Barbecue Brawl. I love when they turn these food shows into something like MMA fighting.
So tough. Yeah.
What was that? The Nasty Chef Show. Remember that one?
Oh, my goodness. There's so many. And I always said I would never, ever be in a situation like that. But the way it was presented, they're like, oh, we're just doing a barbecue competition. We're going to film it. And it wasn't until I actually walked on set and saw who was on there that my just soul left my body. And I realized what I was about to be into.
Well, have you ever made your way to Pittsburgh? Because especially late in the summer, we have this tremendous Labor Day barbecue competition outside of our football stadium, I'm sure, and it's really popular. And I know walking by there, just the aroma takes you to another place.
No, I can't say. All I've done is I drove through Pittsburgh and I spent a night in my RV at one of your gas stations on my way to a barbecue competition, I believe in Connecticut. And that was all I got to see of Pittsburgh. It was late at night, went to sleep, woke up. There was like a bridge or something. It was really beautiful over some water. And then I was out.
Yeah, there's a lot of bridges here, more than Venice, Italy.
Yes.
All right, that's
I didn't know that. That's actually cool.
Grilling gets underway big time here over this weekend in particular. And so give us some grilling tips, because there are a lot of neophytes not as experienced as you.
Well, definitely first, you've got to have swag and confidence. When you're heading over to any grill, you walk up to that grill and you'd be very confident. Don't be scared of it. I tell my friends that are scared that there's more buttons and knobs on a stove than there are on a grill. So you're already good there. The next thing is make sure it's clean. So if you know you put it away before, you know, your last cook and you never cleaned it, you really got to heat it up on high and scrape all of that stuff off. Just use a balled up piece of aluminum foil and clean the top, the lids, the sides, because creosote builds up and it will make your meat turn bitter no matter how good you are. And then the next thing is know the hot spots on your grill. So if you've never checked, just take a loaf of white bread, spread it on your grill, close the lid, get your grill to like a medium high temperature, wherever you usually cook. And after a minute and a half, look and see which pieces of bread are toast and which ones are still kind of white. And then you know where the hottest parts of your grill on. So you only put really thick pieces of meat, especially if you're doing brisket, you know, put the point over near that side, have your steak, have the fat over on that side.
Well,
because that's going to be the hot.
We're losing you for a second.
Don't, than everything else.
Don't move, Erica. Your signal was cutting out for a sec. Can you repeat that last, just that last part? I got you now. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, so I was saying, look at the hot spots on your grill where the toast, if you're going to put bread on there, where it's become very dark, and then you know that that's going to be what cooks faster on your grill. So put, you know, your briskets, your heavier meats, make sure that the fattier points are on that side of the grill, because everything's going to cook faster. And if you have some thin meats, put them over where you see the cooler side of your grill is going to be, and that will really save a lot of what you do. And the next thing is, if you're making burgers, elevate it a little bit. Smoke your burger meat first and then cook it into your actual burger, and it's absolutely delicious.
So where do you stand with the old-fashioned grill? And a lot of people have transitioned, including myself last summer, to the griddle, like a Blackstone.
I love those. There's so many griddle inserts now, too. So I love a griddle. I think it's great, especially, you know, I'm in Ohio right now at my parents' house, but when it's freezing cold outside, I love to make breakfast outside using the griddle. I'll put my sausages out there, you know, if I'm making like a beef burrito, I love using the griddle. I think everybody should have one, or at least insert so they can do that.
Where can we see your work?
You can go to beefitswhatsfordinner.com, and I have so many recipes, and so many other pitmasters do too, that we can make sure that you become the king of the cul-de-sac this summer and for the holiday season coming up.
King of the cul-de-sac. All right, I have another song for you. You ready?
I'm ready.
Beef, it's what's for dinner. From the National Cattlemen Beef Association, Erica Blair Roby. Thank you for your time, champion pitmaster. You like that, don't you? I like that song, too.
Anytime.
That's old
school.
You guys
have fun out there, y'all.
All right.
I actually do.
All right, take care. Have a great weekend, Erica. Every Thursday at this time, we check in with the food editor from Pittsburgh Magazine, Christy Graber, who joins us via video. You can see Christy on the radio at our live stream, katycatradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. And Christy just talked to a famous pit master, barbecuist. And obviously, this is a big weekend for all of that. Are you since you're a food editor, do you barbecue?
Not personally. I let the professionals do that, and then I eat it.
You have people for that.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about what you're talking about. You're going to Kennywood.
Yeah, beautiful Kennywood day for Noah's Ark, maybe, but I'm going for the Steel Curtain roller coaster. It opens to the public on Saturday, but I get a chance to ride it today with a point of view camera attached to the front of the car and capturing my entire panic attack. So stay tuned. Also, Kennywood's Bites and Pints Food and Drink Festival will be held Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays from May 23rd through June 29th. You can sample goodies from across the globe, including two new menus inspired by Cuba and Spain. So I should probably eat after I ride the Steel Curtain, but we'll see.
I'm looking at the radar. When are you going to Kennywood today for that ride?
10.
Let me see here. I think you're going to make it. It's going to be dry. Yeah, there's going to be a brief pause in the rain, so you'll be able to do it. Meanwhile, just a note, Sandcastle scheduled to open tomorrow, but they had to bump it a day because it's just not nice. And traditionally, the pools open Memorial Weekend in many places, too. All right, find Heinz. I heard about this, read about it in Pittsburgh Magazine.
According to a 2024 Dig Insight survey, 84% of people said they would like a restaurant more if it served the brand that they really love, which is Heinz. So Kraft Heinz is collaborating with Uber Eats, so folks in Chicago, Dallas, Denver, Los Angeles, Miami, and of course Pittsburgh can find Heinz verified restaurants and deals on the Uber Eats app. Restaurant operators nationwide can get Heinz verified, and foodies can nominate their favorites online. So check it out in Pittsburgh Magazine. It's a cool little promotion.
Yeah, when you grow up in Pittsburgh, you kind of take Heinz ketchup for granted. However, and if you've ever been to the Heinz History Center, they have a tremendous Heinz exhibit inside. Yes. But what's the other one? Hunt's? That's the only other one. That's the only other ketchup I know.
Yeah, I tried to avoid that, but I heard the Pittsburgh Pickle Company, they were thinking about coming out with a ketchup. I talked to them about it last year. I don't know if they've done it yet, but I'll have to check in with them. So
yeah, that's one brand that's hard to bump up against, and in this town, it's almost sacrilegious to have anything else, right?
True.
All right, next up, you've got this Braddox Carnegie Library is reopening. This place has been around a while.
Yeah, it first opened in 1889, and it's Andrew Carnegie's first library. And the event is today from 11 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. And it'll give the public the opportunity to see the $21 million renovation, enjoy special musical performances, and the revamped music hall. The entire facility has been redone, so go check it out. I did a ceramics class in there years ago, and it was really fun. So it's a beautiful building, a beautiful community, so check it out.
Yeah, and as I understand it, with $21 million, it's a lot of money to redo any building, but they've literally redone from the basement on, once held a bathhouse, a former swimming pool, is now a community reception space dubbed the Book Dive. I get it.
Which is so fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Third floor that had fallen into disrepair is now a print shop renovated basketball court. So all three floors now accessible, and they added an elevator.
I can't wait to check it out. It's so cool. Lots of stuff going on in Braddock. So,
all right, Steel Curtain coming up. You'll be there in the next half hour. Good luck.
I will. So, thank you so much. I'm really excited and a little bit scared. So,
and you'll bring us tales of the road when you catch up with you next Thursday. Have a great weekend.
Larry. Thank you. You too.
Read all about it with Christy Graver, food editor, Pittsburgh Magazine. 925 at KDKA from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center. AAA traffic powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville. Here's Ellen Gamble.
Okay. And I hear the trepidation in your voice, and it's understandable. It's been a morning out there with the wet weather and all of the accidents, but we're starting to see things lighten up, Larry. That's the good news. Now, the Parkway East inbound continues to be heavy for you inbound right around Wilkinsburg, but we definitely see that it's accident free and starting to roll a little bit better as you approach the Squirrel Hill tunnels. Outbound, you have the residual delays approaching the tunnels from the earlier accident on the city side. 28 southbound is heavy at times. From Millvale down past the 31st, we do have the Parkway West inbound sluggish as soon as you crest over the top of Green Tree Hill from that point down to and through the Fort Pitt tunnels. Behind the Liberty tunnels, West Liberty Avenue is backing between Brookside and Pioneer, and 51 northbound is heavy between Bousman and the Tubes. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 9:35. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Thanks, Ellen. And AccuWeather says, obviously cooler, wet. High of just 54 today. We're around 50 at the airport, 47 tonight, 55 tomorrow with a couple of showers, maybe a couple of leftover showers early Saturday. But the good news is that we will warm up Saturday to near 60, 62 on Sunday, and then 66, maybe push 70 on Memorial Day Monday. So hopefully you'll be able to squeeze in some grilling and whatever outdoor activities you've got planned. Larry Richard, the Big K Morning Show coming up. We'll check in with Marty Griffin, see what he's working on for the day. Meanwhile, last night, I got some sad news. The person that brought me back after I graduated college, I moved to Florida, worked in radio West Palm Beach, and then returned to work at WTAE Radio. And Mark Roberts, his radio name, Ray Peckage, his birth name, was my mentor. And I found out he passed. And joining us, Stoney Richards, who familiar voice certainly over the years on this station and Y108. And Stoney, you knew Mark very well.
Yeah, you know, I got to know him very well. And and his sense of humor was always so intelligent, you know? I mean, he would make jokes about stuff that would make you go, oh, you know, what you're saying is absolutely true. And I was shocked yesterday to see that news. It was a terrible thing, but what a great talent that we no longer have from Mark. He was just a wonderful, wonderful guy, and we shared our local board for SAG-AFTRA here. And every year, as you know, we would have the Labor Day parade, and I have a little sports car with a convertible, and he would always say, I want to ride with you. I was like, fine. I said, why? He said, well, we don't have to walk. I said, okay. But he always had trouble getting out. And just last year, on Labor Day, he said to me, are you going to install a crane so you can get me out of this car? And that was the kind of sense of humor that he had, but there's also a little bit of truth in that. So he will be greatly missed, and of course he was a great eye for talent, as is evidenced by you and so many other people that were inspired by his leadership and his intelligence.
I remember how excited I was to come back, and at that time WTAE Radio had the rights to the Steelers and Pitt. And yeah, that was really my first connection. But he gave me what I called the cheat codes to dealing with people in the business and navigating it over the years. And we worked with this brilliant general manager who was bigger than life, Captain Showbiz, Ted Atkins. And he helped.
Oh, my.
Hello, Les Stoney. This is Captain Showbiz. And Mark really hired me, recognized that maybe I had a future, and mentored me early on. And you're right. He was extraordinarily intelligent, but he had this great voice. So he was a performer. And while many people might not know his name as a household name, they definitely over the years, if you've been in this town, you've heard his voice.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's something that is the magic of radio. When you hear somebody's voice, you never think it's going to go away. You know, you just kind of go, oh, well, yeah, Omar, anybody, you name people. And so something like this, yes, we get changed jobs or get fired or something like that. But something like this just hits you hard. And it's just, you know, I don't know what happened. He seemed to be in quite good health when I just saw him a few weeks ago. We'll sadly missed. But what he has done for the medium, what he did for the medium in his career, in his life, is pretty special.
And in this town, he stood up for all of us in this industry for many years.
Yes.
As you pointed out with First AFTRA and then SAG-AFTRA, and continued that work. And you just rode him in last year's Labor Day parade, right?
Yeah. Well, we used to do this every year. And I always say, he'd always say, you bring in the car? I'd say, yeah. Okay. And then one day, it was last year, I said, why do you always want to ride in this car? He said, well, so I don't have to walk. I said, oh, okay. that makes perfect sense to me.
You know, and the great morning team of O'Brien and Gary, both now
are
gone.
Oh, my gosh.
We just lost Larry late last year. And I was thinking, Stoney, you know, when Mike Lang, who was a mentor, passed, and then, of course, John Burnett, KDK TV, Craig Wolfe, all these names, it seems it came in bunches this year.
Well, this has been a strange year for all sorts of things. I'm sure you will agree. And, you know, we've been around for a long time, so we're seeing this. But you're right about Pittsburgh. We live with these folks, and so many people, you know, on the radio every morning, you're there. I hear you. What's going on? What does Larry say about the weather? You know, all those sorts of things. It is so personal, you know, and even folks who may not know Mark or yourself personally feel that they do, you know, and he knew how to work that magic. And I worked for Ted Atkins as well in Los Angeles, and he had that ability to say, trust in yourself, because if you don't, no one else will.
Is that how you got to Pittsburgh?
No, we actually flew. I had a plane. No, it was.
it
was. Ted and I was in Los Angeles, and then we had moved. It was right after the Rodney King riots and the Malibu fire. And my wife, we had a 3-year-old son, and my wife and I said, I think it's time to leave. And we came out this way. Ted had got in touch with me, and off we came. And it's been just wonderful ever since then. But the connections that we all have with these people is, again, not only professional, it's family. These are cousins. These are uncles. These, in some cases, are, you know, grandfathers and dads, you know.
So to Mark Roberts, wife Sandy, and family, and many, many friends, our condolences. And, that was a gut punch last night. So appreciate you taking time, Stoney. Thank you.
You're the best. Take care, Larry. Have a good day, and say hi to everybody. I miss you all.
Come see us.
Okay, I'm on my way.
All right.
From the Goldberg, Persky & White News Desk, two Israeli embassy staffers were gunned down last night in Washington. It's the nation's latest outbreak of anti-Semitism.
Free Palestine! Free Palestine!
That was the alleged gunman protesting as he was being arrested and taken away, Larry.
And the oddity is, and rarity is, he came back inside and turned himself in just so he could have that moment.
And by the way, officials say the two embassy workers that were gunned down were soon to be engaged. State Representative Mandy Steele hosted a policy hearing last night called After the Storm, Preparing for the Future.
A lot of people that we heard from just wanted to know when the heck the power was going to come back on. It was hard, I know, to be without power for so long.
Some people, that so long was 16 days, and ironically, during the meeting, we were in the midst of another storm where there were tornadoes reported.
And the NFL owners have decided not to ban the tush push.
We had a good conversation with Bill Hillgrove about this. He wanted it banned.
Yeah, he surprised me too.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised by that, but it's the Philadelphia Eagles' success at doing it, which led them to a couple of wins at a Super Bowl, and teams like the Green Bay Packers were pushing back.
But it's effective. I mean, who has stopped it thus far?
The owners' meetings didn't change it. That said, there is a sad note in the NFL, speaking of owners.
Yeah, Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay has died at the age of 65, apparently died in his sleep unexpectedly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.